This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've tried learning from the disciples' prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, how to pray. We now come to the request, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Would God ever lead us into temptation? Before you answer, let me remind you that God the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil in Matthew 4. Why did he do this? I believe it was to demonstrate that Jesus could be trusted to overcome anything he faced. James tells us that God never tempts us to sin in James 1. He might, however, allow us to be tempted so he can affirm our spiritual maturity. We must never forget that no temptation has seized us except what is common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it, 1 Corinthians 10:13. This is not to say when you're tempted, we will not face pain or pressure, ridicule, or isolation. Just because God provides a way of escape doesn't mean the escape will be easy. That's why Jesus, who knew from experience how painful temptation can be, encouraged his disciples to pray for deliverance from being tempted. The evil one is ferocious. He wants to destroy you. Remember Job. Satan did all he could to destroy Job within the limitations God prescribed. God knew what was safe for Job. Within that limitation, Job experienced excruciating pain. This request is understandable to anyone who has faced such testing. That's why we're encouraged to pray it on a regular basis.